Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Dale Thompson, Manager of Marketing and Processing Technology at the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We had a good meeting this year. Again, the committee added a new method for forming modified polyethylene film into bags at the bale press. And this is in the process right now of writing a specification for the modified PE film as well as the system that forms the bag. Also had one addition to the list of approved manufacturers of polyethylene tetraphthalate or PET plastic strapping and continued testing of compatibility tests in that area.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The tests that normally come before the committee can be categorized into three groups. First, those are what we would refer to as consumables. Those would be modifications of existing bagging or ties using a different construction, for example, in the case of the bale bag. This allows for innovations in those areas as new materials come onto the market. We've got a second category of that type of testing that involves, quote, a large capital expenditure, unquote, by a cotton gin. And this is usually automated equipment. And in this case, for example, that was what the modified PE film bag that was approved involved, this type of a test program. Again, the committee also approved a second year of testing of a new category of bale bags that takes special equipment at the gin in order to use this new type of bale bagging system.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
This is a special committee in the council. It's actually a joint committee made up of the raw cotton segment or the producers and the ginners along with the warehouses, merchants, and the cooperative members of the Cotton Council, along with a separate segment involving the textile or mill interest. And again, the textile mills were instrumental many years ago in the formation of this committee to ensure that the packaging materials that were used didn't cause contamination problems or contamination issues at textile mills and did a good job of protecting the cotton bale. And so we've got a long history of working together as an industry with groups with often very different interests, but both groups focused on making sure our bales are packaged and wrapped and tied with materials that do a superior job compared to the rest of the world.